Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Genesis 48:21.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Genesis 48:21. Then Jacob said to Joseph, "Look, I'm about to die, but God will be with you and will take you back to Canaan, the land of your ancestors." I'll always remember the day my eldest child started kindergarten. Matthew had already told me that he didn't want me to drive him to school. He wanted to ride the bus. Feeling a little rejected by my firstborn was hard enough, but watching him board that bus and wave goodbye as it pulled away was almost more than I could bear. I felt scared for Matt. He would ride on a bus not equipped with seatbelts. What would happen if the driver braked suddenly? He was a quiet boy. Would he make friends? He still napped in the afternoons by his own choice. How would he cope without the sleep his body needed? My husband knew this would be difficult for me, so bless his heart, he drove 45 miles home from his office to lend moral support. The moment the bus pulled away, our eyes locked, and he read my mind. We grabbed our daughters, put them in their car seats, and followed the bus. At a discreet distance, of course. We followed it right into the school parking lot and then watched our son get off and enter the building. Assured that he'd be okay, we headed home. I cried the whole way. A parent's fear for her child's well-being topped the survey I conducted before writing the book, Moving from Fear to Freedom, A Woman's Guide to Peace in Every Situation. It's safe to say that many of us fear for the well-being of other loved ones, too. Our elderly parents, our spouse, siblings, aunts, uncles, and even our cousins. We might also fear for the well-being of good friends, co-workers, and our neighbors. Fearful thoughts left unchecked lead to negative behaviors. In an attempt to protect those we love, we might try to control their circumstances and manipulate outcomes for what we believe is in their best interest. We might even train them to rely on us in an unhealthy way, to look to us to provide for and protect them. We can do these things with the best of intentions, or we can do the opposite. Choose to trust God to care for our loved ones, and in doing so, encourage them to look to Him rather than to us as their helper. Today's Bible verse provides an example of a father who chose the latter. Jacob knew his life on earth was coming to an end, and as such, he would no longer be there as the patriarch in his family. He could have been agitated and anxious about his son's future, but we see no indication of that mindset. Instead, he faced the reality that he would soon be gone, And he did so with confidence because he knew God would still be there for his loved ones. We can compare Jacob's perspective with Joseph's many years later. Joseph had been responsible for his brothers' well-being for decades. He'd brought them into Egypt to save them from starvation during a famine. He situated them on good land that supported their livestock and families. He saw to it that all their needs were met, but the time came when he knew he would no longer be around to care for them. Like his father Jacob, he was neither agitated nor anxious as he faced this reality. We read his conversation with his brothers in Genesis 50:24. "Soon I will die, but God will surely come to help you and lead you out of this land of Egypt. He will bring you back to the land he solemnly promised to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob." In both cases, these men trusted God as their shepherd to be faithful in the lives of those they loved, and we can do the same. As much as we want to ensure our loved ones' well-being, let's just admit that we'll fall short. We are not perfect, and we can't be everywhere at all times. Try as we might, we can't protect them physically and emotionally in every way we wish we could. Time and life experience have taught me this is true. I've discovered that entertaining fearful thoughts about our loved ones' well-being accomplishes nothing, and trying to manipulate circumstances to benefit them only makes a mess. Instead, we can do our best to fulfill whatever responsibility is ours while trusting the Lord to watch over them. We find hope and strength and courage in scriptures like Psalm 121:4. "Indeed, he who watches over Israel never slumbers or sleeps." And Psalm 121:8, "The Lord keeps watch over you as you come and go, both now and forever." Let's cling to these promises on behalf of those we love and choose to trust God to care for them because he loves them more than we ever could anyway. This doesn't mean he'll give them a problem-free life, but it means he'll be with them in the midst of the problems, giving them wisdom and grace to learn and grow, and victory to rise above them. Let's love our loved ones well, but leave them in an open hand and in God's hands. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving those we love far more than we ever could. Thank you for watching over them and caring for them in ways far beyond our ability. Draw them close to you, Lord. Help them understand how precious they are in your sight. And when we struggle with anxious thoughts about their well-being, help us remember that you love them more than we ever could. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Feeling stressed? Let's take better care of you. I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.